This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the
greenbacks tumble. Everyone all set?
Cocked, locked.
Hour number two of USAPrepares.com. Today, special broadcast, special report number one, engineered diseases. And we have Lauren from Ohio. I hear an echo. I'm not sure why. I hope it's not going out over the air as the same echo. But we've got joining us Lauren from Ohio. She's was with us hour number one. Welcome, Lauren.
Hi, thanks. Do you have me?
And Mike Parsons. Yes, we do. We do. And we have Mike Parsons, who has over a 5.5-year degree in prison torture and prison experimentation. He was there firsthand as a subject of the torture and experimentation. Welcome, Mike.
Greetings, Vincent. Before I proceed, I would like to ask Lauren to check her phone, and if she has a mute button, go ahead and hit the mute button between conversations. I believe we're getting a feedback from perhaps you have a speaker nearby, and we're getting feedback.
No, I'm just on a handset.
How about now? Try it now. Mike, go ahead. Okay, Mike, are you there?
How about now? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
How about now?
Okay. Very good. We're getting some echo. John in engineering, is the echo going out over the air?
Yeah, somebody's got a speakerphone on somewhere, and it's feeding back into the microphones.
Nope, I just have a handset.
Okay, it's Lauren.
Only one phone off the hook.
All right.
Here's
what we'll do.
Cut Lauren's feed and let me talk and see if... Are you getting any feedback from me? All right, cut Lauren's feed and see if we're still getting feedback. Yeah, we're still getting feedback.
Okay, perfect.
Go
ahead. Go ahead, Mike.
Okay. It is a fact that I have an advanced degree in incarceration studies, but let me say this. A degree from any institution is simply an indication that you have mastered their information. It's not necessarily the truth. It's just the way of seeing things. That's not talking about my firsthand experience. Though I have no degree in the following, I have no sheet of paper that says I have mastered this. I have firsthand experience, and I was an eyewitness to these facts. So unlike your degree hanging on the wall with the a gold leaf seal and embossment and all the other accoutrements that give it authentication, I'm just telling it like it is. I am and was a witness to these things. I am a witness to medical experimentation on people in the jails and prisons. Now, how are they getting away with doing medical experimentation on people in jails and prisons? Well, some are by the consent of the people, and some are done without their consent. Now, unfortunately, people consent to medical experiments by their signature. When they're arrested in the jails or sent to prison, the guards will do data mining on you for personal information. Sadly, most people don't realize they don't have to answer any questions, nor are they required to sign anything. Remember, they are a corporation posing as government. Therefore, their corporate employees are simply making you an offer, and only with your acceptance and signature do they obtain authority. Sadly, most people, unfortunately, they never read these contracts put before them. They sign away their rights and, in some cases, their very lives. In my case, I read everything. One of the forms I refused to sign was a medical release form they claimed allowed them to obtain my medical records. It also contained a waiver not to sue if I was injured or killed while in the jail. And it contained an agreement to allow prosecution of me if I gave any information that they viewed was false or misleading. Now, you got to realize, a real government would never need your consent to prosecute you for committing a crime, would they? Certainly not. This is not real government. If you go to anticorruptionsociety.com and click on at the top a link, Lawfully Yours, it explains all this, and you'll be the wiser for it. Realize, the jails and the prisons will tell you you have no rights, that you're their property. Well, they're actually right, but only if you consent. The key is to not consent. I was able to survive because I refused to sign everything. At prison, I was the first man to go through the TDOC's classification at Bledsoe County Correctional Facility in 30 years, and I had none of the medical experiments done to me. I asserted not only my religion, but I didn't consent. And because of my religion does not allow me to do any harm to my temple, which is how I do my ministry, because I didn't consent, they were stopped. As the old saying, when the vampire's at the door, if you answer the door, he's coming in. Don't answer the door. And yes, they're going to threaten you. They're going to, give all kinds of pressure. But you either will stand in honor and stay consistent with your faith, your beliefs, your religion, and your rights, or you'll consent, and they'll do as they please. Now, in the prisons, their actions demonstrated what I perceived was a pattern of behavior of not only willful neglect, manipulation, and intimidation, but one of the doctors there, I've quoted him in MikeParsons.org, if you read the narrative, you'll read where Dr. Campbell at the Attorney Center Prison said, "We're just doing what our bosses said for us to do." Kind of like Nuremberg, Nazi Germany trials, there will be their accounting. But in the meantime, you've got to learn to deal with these people. And on one of the many cases where he tried to intimidate me into accepting the TB test, he literally threatened to isolate me in the solitary if I refused due to the risk to others. And they're doing the same thing to people about their children not getting vaccines. And I stated the fact that I had no symptoms of TB, and as such, he could visually see that I'm not infected and in no need of any further examination or invasive testing such as a TB shot or the x-rays that he was wanting to force me into. Because I knew the TDOC policy, if you know the law about vaccines, you'll learn this, the TB exam protocols, and I knew my rights, I prevailed and prevented them from forcing these experiments upon me. However, he tried the old way of basically trying to get me to do as he did, monkey see, monkey do. He became belligerent. He escalated into an argument, but I remained cool, and I repeated my position because I knew what he was doing. Just as a cop pulls you over on the side of the street and escalates, wanting you to escalate, he's playing to the camera. He's got a camera on you, waiting for you to react equally, monkey see, monkey do. You can't play like a monkey. You have to be a human. And I knew that, well, there's somebody not only listening to me, but he's got a recorder on his desk. I didn't fall for the trap, and this scenario, it didn't work. And so they couldn't claim that I had a psychological disorder. And this was all because I had filed a grievance against staff members in the prison who systematically eliminated my ability to access the courts by denying me access to the mailroom and the library. So I was ordered to have a medical health evaluation by their administrator, Mr. Corker, and I didn't expect this, necessarily, but I was prepared for it. He had claimed that the associate warden wanted to speak to me. Now, an associate warden has no experience in psychology, but because I filed a grievance, I must have some psychiatric issue. So when I went to him, I acted surprised. I'm playing the game. And I said, "Are you involved in the grievance process?" And he said, "No." I said, "Well," I asked, "have you read my grievance?" Again, he said, "No." This is a psychiatrist I'm talking to. I said, therefore, I wanted to know, did he know that his office was being used by the TDOC staff to derail my grievance in an attempt to create the illusion of a psychological condition? He wasn't prepared for this. He's used to the average person coming in there and him asking the questions and them being in the hot seat. Well, I turned the tables on him, as the judge referred to me in the recent trial. They don't like that. When you are prepared, it shuts them down. And recently, when I was in the Tipton County Jail, now called the Tipton County Correctional Facility, another corporation listed on Dun & Bradstreet, when I developed pneumonia and I sustained broken ribs, I refused their Western pharmaceutical allopathic medicine. And in the end, the doctor relented and allowed me to have turmeric, which is nothing but a derivative of the ginger root. It's a super antioxidant, which reduces inflammation, which causes pain. And unlike the other men, when I refused the medicine and only accepted what, in this case, my wife had sent to the jail, you know, they were amazed. But sadly, too many of these guys, they're willing to take anything the jail guards dispense to them. No, not the nurses. The jail guards dispense the drugs to the inmates. And even when they got something totally different, they didn't see the label, unfortunately, they'd take it, no questions asked. Now, that was until I began to start talking to them and exposing the potential risk of these unknown drugs and the side effects of the known ones. But until then, sadly, they were like zombies, literally. They would sleep all day and talk all night. They would steal from each other. They were just existing in the stupor of some drug-induced state. And I see it as just like the historical, the opium wars in China back in the 1800s, where they destroyed that country through drugs. And then they destroyed the Native Americans through drugs and other alcohol and other means. Now they're destroying we the people of America, everybody. This is a total destruction, a total takeover. They're weakening us. I went from 195 to 170 pounds in 2 months. I'm 6 foot five. I'm 55 years of age. I don't have any fat to lose weight. This was all muscle and body tissue. Through starvation, I lost significant weight. I avoided all of their drugs, but that's not necessarily the only way they come after you. They have the ability to put chemicals in your food. They have ability to put chemicals in the water, and they have the ability to put things in the air system. They did this in the prison. They did it in the jail. I observed it, and I'm telling you, if at all possible, do not walk into their trap. Stay away from their court systems. Go to anticorruptionsociety.com and read Lawfully Yours, and that'll get you well on your path.
Mike Parsons is with us. Lauren in Ohio. I'm Vince Finelli. This is USA for Parents. We'll be right back.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffer from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Mike Parsons is with us. Lawrence from Ohio is with us. Mike, you've had experience in jail and in prison, and you mentioned the TB test. Tell us why you think they wanted to test you for tuberculosis, and what were the results of your not agreeing to do so?
Well, I don't believe for a moment it has anything to do with trying to determine if I had TB, because obviously anybody that knows that you can visually examine a person. You're going to see them coughing. They're going to have a fever. There's a lot of things that are indicative of a person that's infected with TB. I was not symptomatic. Therefore, there's no reason for that. What the TB test is, based on information I've gotten from someone that worked in military intelligence, I can't reveal who that is, but it is a bioweapon. It's a soft kill. Once they give you the TB test, you have the chemical agent that basically they can trigger, and once it's triggered, you've got about 2 weeks to live. I can't confirm this. This is just what I was told by a source that I recognize as someone in the know, and so therefore I just take it upon myself to avoid anything that is going to potentially be to my demise. And they really, really don't like people stepping out of the boat, but because I asserted my religion and that it was against my religion. Now, my religion is my religion, spelled M-Y, my religion. Your religion is your religion. You put into your religion whatever is your belief system. Never let them put you in a box. Never call it this or that, because if you do, they're going to find somebody that's going to say, well, that religion doesn't deny that or this or that. They're going to find somebody to argue with you. So when it's my religion, or you call it my religion, they can't do anything with that because it's unique to you. So that's what stopped them in my case. I discovered that asserting my religion, of course, I'm Native American, and I am a member of the Native American Church from the Menha, which absolutely means nothing, but it blows their mind. And when you can assert the Title 42, United States Code, Chapter 21B, 2000BB, Religious Freedoms Restoration Act, and you memorize this and you quote it to them, and you say, please contact your staff attorney. I don't want you to be hurt. I don't want you to lose everything, because when you get sued because of forcing your religion upon me, and this is what this is, they're forcing their religion upon you, you're no longer the same. It's cultural genocide, and it is. The World Court has already viewed this. They've already responded to it. The Supreme Court's stood on this issue many times, and because of that, they're backing down. Because they're a corporation without your consent, and you assert this, that you don't consent, they can't come up with some type of an adhesion contract because you put it on the record. And when you go into a jail or prison, don't sign anything. If you sign anything, put the word autograph and put under duress. And then they'll stop you, and that's okay, because when they get ready to bond you out, that form they've got's got under duress. And then you can go ahead and put your name there, because it's still got the word under duress, which means it's void. It doesn't count. Or you can put three dots in front of your name, or you can put UCC 1-308. There's a lot of different things people are doing to try to gum up the works. And effectively, you don't want to give consent, and you want to always assert you don't consent. Yes, they are coming after everyone. They want everyone to have these shots, and they're arresting people right and left, and when they run them through their jails, they're doing this data mining. It's all about getting intel on you and feeding it into the system, because the first time I was arrested back in 2007 when my family was attacked and I was falsely accused, they had no interest in my medical history. Well, it's a changed world, and now they want to know everything about you, and if you sign that medical release, they're going to find out everything they can about you and put it in an international database and use it against you. And if you sign that medical release, you can't sue them if they kill you or injure you. And, well, they can prosecute you at will if they just accuse you of giving false information.
Mike, what do you think the average life expectancy of a person in prison compared to a person outside of prison is? For what I'm saying is, if you were to take the same people and let them live as they chose compared to putting them in a cage, what do you think happens to the life expectancy?
It's significantly lower, because the individual is being destroyed because of lack of nutrition within the jail, the constant barrage of psychological pressures, stress. It's a nightmare from start to finish. It's just a living hell, and people can't live in that environment.
Okay. We'll be right back, and when we come back, we're going to talk about Huntsville, Texas. Lauren's going to tell us what happened there. I'm Ben Finelli. This is USA Prepare.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Posted a link to Project MK Naomi on page one of USA Prepares, and here's what it says. It's from Wikipedia. MK Naomi was the code name for a joint Department of Defense / CIA research program lasting from the 1950s through the 1970s. Unclassified information about the MK Naomi program and the related Special Operations Division is scarce. It is generally reported to be a successor to the MK Delta project and to have focused on biological projects, including biological warfare agents, specifically to store materials that could either incapacitate or kill a test subject, and to develop devices for diffusion of such materials. If that's not frightening, I don't know what is. To me, that says this was a program to develop diseases and a delivery system for those diseases. That's what it says to me. Lauren in Ohio, does it say something similar to you?
To set up, I want to mention something that PSC Donald Bentley had said. He showed this gentleman 16 pages of documents given to him by the U.S. military when he was discharged from service. They linked brucellosis with multiple sclerosis and stated in one section of the paperwork that he got, veterans with multiple sclerosis, a kind of creeping paralysis developing to a degree of 10% or more disability within 2 years after separation from active service, may be presumed to be a service-connected disability for compensation. Compensation is payable to eligible veterans whose disabilities are due to service. And then if you become ill with multiple sclerosis because you were handling brucella, we'll give you a pension. Then they were talking about a 1949 report. Doctors Kiger and Hayden suggested the possibility that multiple sclerosis might be a central nervous system manifestation of chronic brucellosis. Testing approximately 113 multiple sclerosis patients, they found that almost 95% of them had tested positive for brucella. And the reason this is important, Mike was just talking about it. Mike, I have a question for you after, but in the same paper, go toward the end of the paper, they're talking about Dr. Garth Nicholson, medical doctor here in the United States. Dr. Garth Nicholson is involved in a United States $8 million mycoplasma research program funded by the U.S. military and headed by Dr. Charles Engel of the National Institutes of Health. The program is studying Gulf War veterans, 450 of them, because there is evidence to suggest that Gulf War syndrome is another illness or set of illnesses caused by mycoplasma. So, Michael, when you're saying you are not going to let them inject you with anything because the vaccines contain agents that would be harmful to your health, is this the kind of information that, were you aware of this information?
I suspected that they had painted these things early on before I ever went to prison, so I had prepared myself mentally as to what to do. And only after I was released in 2014 did this individual that I know confirmed to me that, yes, there was an operation where they were infecting people with a bioweapon through the TB shots in the jails and prisons, specifically as a way to neutralize large elements of the population at any time where they can release something into the environment which will activate whatever's in the TB shot, and it takes you out in about 2 weeks.
This experiments that they were doing on the prisoners with mycoplasma, and the infection contaminated the jail guards, the nurses, and spread into the community because they took it home to their families and showed up as various diseases, but that it actually came from the Huntsville prison. Were you aware of that?
No, but what I witnessed in the prison at Henning, Tennessee in 2010, that 1 year I was there, there were four guards that died. They were under the age of 40. They all died of cancer, and none of them would drink the water. They all spoke amongst themselves that none of the guards drank the water. They all brought water because the previous year there had been about another four guards die of cancer, and they suspected it was in the chemicals they were putting in the water.
Wow. That is really interesting. That is actually talked about in this paper. They're talking about the cancer being distributed using the mycoplasma. So I hope people will make a copy, print it out, go to Vince's website, print the paper out, read it, and start defending yourself.
Yeah, there's
a link to Mike Parsons. If you'd like to go to his website, just go to page one of usapreparers.com, usapreparers.com. If you'd like the link to the paper that Lauren has been discussing, that's also on page one of USA Prepare. So they are called Mycoplasma, the linking pathogen in neurosystemic diseases. Then there's another link to Mike Parsons' page if you'd like to see that. Please continue, Lauren.
Well, I'm just sitting here. I was just looking up where they were talking about the cancer-causing agents. If you go to the section where they're talking about testing carcinogens over Winnipeg, Manitoba, in 1953, the U.S. government asked the Canadian government if it could test a chemical over the city. The city was 500,000 people. The American military sprayed a carcinogenic chemical with a 1,000% attenuated form, which they said would be so watered down that nobody would get very sick. However, if people came to the clinics with a sniffle, a sore throat, ringing in their ears, the researchers would be able to determine what percentage would have developed cancer if the chemical had been used at full strength. So this is the mentality of the people that we're dealing with, and it is a collective. It's all the people that we have been taught to put our faith and trust in. And so I really would just encourage people, if you're going to put your faith and trust in anybody, put it in the creator that created you. God made the men made a club. The club created rules, codes, regulations, and statutes to manage and limit the maids and the butlers of the club. And we need to get to an understanding. We are not here to be ruled over by legislators or men in any form. We are here to learn the truth, to walk in it, and the truth will make us free. We have got to take a more active role. And people who listen to this show, I know that you're already in that mode, but we need to spread this infection of truth around so that we can save this nation before it's completely destroyed. They've destroyed our health. They're sapping our strength and our money, and we've got to stop it.
Lauren, I can tell you with absolute certainty that I saw the chemical spraying over our farm. It was thick. It was vigorous. There were so many chemtrails over our farm. I looked up and I said, this is going to take me down. I knew the day that it happened that it was going to take me down, and there was nothing I could do about it because I couldn't stop breathing for several days. That's the problem. And maybe that's what we need to do, because maybe we need to have scuba tanks that we can put on our backs and walk around, you know, during these heavy chemical spray days. But I saw it coming down, and I said, this is gonna take me down. I knew it was coming. I saw it coming. And these were low-flying planes with these chemicals over our farm. And within, maybe about a week, it had impacted me to the point where I was coughing. And it was absolutely horrible. Fortunately, I've recovered, and I'm continuing to recover, but it took some surgery. I coughed my intestines right out of my stomach, and so I'm all put back together, and I'm super glued together, literally. And as the super glue peels off, I can see that I'll be able to be a farmer again. But I don't know how many times I could survive this, and maybe I can't survive any more of these. So if you think about the people who have these diseases that we mentioned during hour number one, it seems to me that if you are predisposed to anything, that's what this is going to take you down with. Is that right, Lauren? So if
yes,
you're predisposed,
it's not so much that you're predisposed, because really everybody can get it, and that's what what's this physician, Dr. Maurice Hilleman, chief virologist of the pharmaceutical Merck Sharp & Dohme, stated that this disease agent is now carried by everybody in North America and possibly most people throughout the world. So it's not something you're going to get away from. That's why I'm telling you about the super silver, 40 parts per million. When you see spray days like that, you start hitting your super silver. It's not toxic. If nothing's going to bother you, then it's not going to hurt you. If it was going to get you, well, then it doesn't get you. So instead of getting into a situation where you're coughing your guts out, and I'll tell you, I had the same thing. I almost died with one of my daughters, and I wound up using cow tetracycline because we don't do doctors. So I used the tetracycline from the pet vet and held it still, but it was still taking me down. I couldn't get rid of it. I couldn't get it out of my body, and it took, a couple of months before I figured out what exactly to do. So this is not a battle that we're going to be able to get out of because they're still flying those planes. What we can do, though, is bring the information to the congressmen and the senators that don't know about it, to the doctors, to the teachers, to your neighbors, to your ill friends, and you show them why, and you point them to the Super Silver, and you have them try it. And when things start getting better and people get their wits about them, they can get on the move and on the attack, just like you're super glued together, but you still got the guts, you still got the cojones, you're still coming strong at them, and now you're on your feet, and you're coming even harder and faster. And so this is what we need. We need the strength of will. We need information so that we can understand, and we need not fear these chemtrails. We take our Super Silver 40 parts per million, we blast whatever they're trying to do. You know, they're not stronger than God. These pathogens, you can handle these pathogens. You just needed to know what was there, what was going on. So,
you know, Lauren, there may be some people who are new to this class or are thinking that we can't be right in what we're saying. If you just look at the Democrat, the DNC, you just look at that group of people. They despise Hillary. They despise the lies. They figured out that the election's rigged. They figured that out. Well, if that's the case and they figured that out, why would we not believe what we're talking about? Seriously. We'll be right back. Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why
are
you got your
take my new gold season
for
2 seconds?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, please make a copy of this broadcast, 2 hours. You can download it at gcnlive.com. It's also available, or will be available within about an hour or so from now, on YouTube. And you can make a copy from there as well. It's also will be available tomorrow on republicbroadcasting.org. Class, this report that I'm reading from, which you, where there's a link on page one of USA Prepared, says most of us have never heard of the disease brucellosis because it has largely disappeared when they began pasteurizing milk, which was the carrier. One salt shaker of the pure disease agent in a crystalline form could sicken the entire population of Canada. So if you think tons of this are needed, it's not true. One salt shaker full of this could sicken the entire population of Canada. And lower in the article it says, the U.S. Army actually conducted a series of simulated germ warfare tests over Winnipeg, Canada. The Pentagon lied about the tests to the mayor of the city, saying that they were testing a chemical fog over the city which would protect Winnipeg in the event of a nuclear attack. Lauren?
Yeah, and this is the point that I'm trying to make. This is intentional. I want, for the footnotes, people to listen to the name of the document. Special Virus Cancer Program. Progress Report Number 8, prepared by the National Cancer Institute, Viral Oncology Biology, Oncology Etiology Area, July 1971, submitted to the National Institutes of Health Annual Report in May of 1971 and updated in July of 71. That is, this is intentional. The other thing that's important is, I want people to realize that they are targeting you for your reproductive health. This is a quote from the article. in laboratories throughout the United States and in a certain number in Canada, including the University of Alberta, the United States government provided the leadership and development of AIDS for the purpose of population control. After the scientists had perfected it, the government sent medical teams from the Centers for Disease Control under the direction of Donald A. Henderson, their investigator, into the 1957 chronic fatigue epidemic in Punta Gorda during 1969 to 1971 to Africa and some countries such as India, Nepal, and Pakistan, where they thought the population was becoming too large. They gave them all free vaccinations against smallpox. But 5 years after receiving this vaccination, 60% of those inoculated were suffering from AIDS. They tried to blame it on a monkey, which, of course, is nonsense. This is what you're dealing with. So for you moms and dads out there who are continuing to vaccinate your children, they're telling you you're not allowed to have your children in school unless you have vaccines. That is not true. There are waivers. The nurse has a waiver at her desk. I wouldn't even sign a waiver. I would just write it down. My child is not to be vaccinated and sign it. You don't need to cooperate and participate with their paperwork. You can submit your own. Now, I would tell you to take your children out of school. You're right now bringing in all these illegals, all these immigrants full of disease, TB, drug-resistant diseases that we have no immunity for, and they're setting those children down right next to yours in school. And that's how they made us all so brainwashed and ignorant that they could be getting away with all of this, and we just sit there and continue to do what they say. So I really appreciate you doing this as a special, Vincent, because it really is the foundation of the destruction of this nation. If we don't get this under control, it won't matter who's elected president. It won't matter.
Mike Parsons.
This is a funnel assault. This is a war against we the people by the corporations posing as government, plain and simple. They are carpet bombing us daily. Once they weaken us, then they come in for the kill. And so it's time to respond.
Class, we're going to follow up with special report number 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, and so forth. Special thank you to Lauren in Ohio for her courage. Mike Parsons, for your courage. Class, you really need to pay attention to this. Spread the word. Let everybody know. And above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.